That, and let's take the word of God tonight, and we will go to 2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, and I want to read quickly a card that was given to me by the Stones, and it says, "Dear Pastor and Mrs. Samples and Grace family, many thanks for the beautiful flowers at the time of my father's homegoing. Your cards, notes, phone calls, and prayer support have been deeply appreciated. God's faithful peace, comfort, and strength are very abundant. It is a blessing to be a part of this church family in Christ's love, the Stones." So thank the Lord for that, and we've been in prayer for them in a special way. Well, tonight I have chosen to preach on this subject, the spirit of fear. The Bible clearly tells us that He has not given us the spirit of fear. And let's look at this passage tonight, 2 Timothy chapter number 1, and we will read down to verse number 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verses 1 through 7. The Bible says, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Tonight, I'm going to preach on this subject, the spirit of fear. Years ago, I remember reading the story about two explorers, and they were in the safari when suddenly a ferocious lion jumped out in front of them and was looking straight at them. And one of the explorers said, "Keep calm. Remember what we read in the book about wild animals." And the other one said, "What did we read about the wild animals?" And he said, "Remember that if you stand perfectly still and look the lion in the eyes, that he will turn and run." Well, the other guy said, "You've read the book, I've read the book, but has the lion read the book, you know?" Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, so often in times when we have fear, in times when we really don't know what is going to happen, it can cause us to wonder, is God in control? Is God taking care of everything? In fact, the Bible says, "We are not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." And right now, in our nation, in our country, and literally globally, we don't know what a day brings forth. So day by day, God will give us grace and strength to deal with that day, what we need to deal with. Tonight, I wanted to preach for a short period of time, and then tonight I want us to spend some time in prayer. Our president has declared this day to be a national day of prayer. I'm thankful for that, and I pray that you are praying for our country and praying that God will give wisdom. You know, I'm thankful for many of our government officials that during this time they are seeking to do what they know is best and seeking to put laws into place so that people are safe and that obviously, coronavirus can be contained. I'm grateful for that, and we should pray for them. We should especially pray for our governor at this time. In many ways, Governor DeWine is kind of seems to be leading the whole nation in this when it comes to what Ohio is doing. And you know, we can say different things, or we agree or disagree, but I believe they're doing it out of the care of the people in our nation. But with saying all of that, that still leaves people with fear. It still leaves people with wondering what is going to happen. And by the way, the media sometimes does not help with the hysteria that they bring about. and the different things that they say. But folks, today, I want us to come to what the Scripture tells us. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. And when we have fear in our life, and by the way, I've had times of fear. I think we all struggle with times of fear. We fear the unknown. We fear the future. We fear that phrase, what if? And by the way, if you live in that area, you'll never have faith in God if you think of what if happens. But tonight, let's deal with this spirit of fear. If God has not given us the spirit of fear, then it comes from the devil himself. He would love nothing more than for all of us to live in fear. Fear paralyzes us. Fear cripples us. It keeps us from being a light for the Lord Jesus Christ. It keeps us from having a testimony for the Lord. And it keeps us from having the peace of God that He wants us to have. So tonight, may I say to you that Jesus Christ never meant us to live in fear. In fact, all throughout the Bible, the phrase fear not is found over 60 times in the Word of God. We find it in the very beginning of Scripture, in the book of Genesis, where He says, fear not. We think of the birth of our Savior when He told so many people, fear not, fear not. Fear is a part of us, and it's something that we deal with. So tonight, understand that God has not given us the spirit of fear. Corrie ten Boom said this. She said, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Now, that's what's tough, I think, for me. We don't know what's going to happen next week. We don't know what's going to happen the week after that. We don't know what is before us in the next month. But I do know this, God has already been there. Amen. God is omniscient. He knows about it all. God sees it all. And God has already provided us grace for what we will deal with in the future. It's already there, prepared for us. Now tonight, I want you to think just for a moment. Tonight, what if, right before we came into church, that we heard on the news that there was a cure for COVID-19? What if you heard on the news? I mean, it was blasted everywhere. The cure has been found. It is effective. Can I ask you a question? If you heard that, would you have a lot of courage tonight? Absolutely. Would we have hope tonight? Absolutely. Because we would think, hey, a cure has been found, an antidote has been found for this, we're going to be just fine. But tonight, I want you to know something, that an antidote has been found for our fear, and it is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 7. Amen. Folks, tonight, God has an antidote for our fear. The Bible says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So tonight, let's look at God's antidote for the spirit of fear. Number one tonight, we look at what the Scripture tells us. Power is an antidote to fear. Now let's talk about power. Now, we like to talk about our nation's power. We like to talk about how that we are mighty military. I thank God for our military. But where does real power come from? The power of God. The power that enables us to be victorious in life. This power. In fact, the Bible says in Psalm 27, verse number 1, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Do you know something tonight, that God knows that we struggle with our fear? But power is an antidote to fear. God says, I have not given you the spirit of fear. And there is a spirit of fear that we all deal with. And that spirit of fear is everywhere in our society today. But God says, I'm going to tell you what I have given you. I have given you power. I have given you love. And I have given you a sound mind. Now, by the way, these are gifts from God. These are supernatural things. It is not something, listen, we cannot come up with our own power. And by the way, what is it about fear that is so difficult? I'll tell you what it is. It's the unknown. When we think about this virus that is just seemingly going everywhere, I know how we feel. We think, I can't do anything about that. I'm powerless to stop that. I am powerless to keep that from happening. And we see our inadequacies and we see how weak we are, and it brings us to fear. But God says, I've not given that to you. I have given you power. And folks, can I tell you this? The day that you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God came to indwell you. And let me tell you this, the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You know something? This evening, tonight, Christ indwells us. Christ in us. That is the Spirit of God who indwells us. He gives us power. Power to be an antidote to our fear. The power of God. It is that power that He enables us. We think about this power. By the way, when we think about the powerlessness of really humankind, you know, as we think tonight, just in our nation, we want to imagine that we are very strong. We are very powerful. You remember when 9/11 took place? It made us all think that we were vulnerable. We didn't think that before, at least in our country, with our military might. Now, a small microscopic germ has entered into society. We can't see it. It is unseen. It is undetectable. We can only see the symptoms of it. In fact, I believe many people have probably have gotten the virus and gotten over it and never know that they got over it. But we have something that is unseen, and it seems to be something we have powerless over. But folks, I want you to know God has given us the Spirit of power. In fact, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, the devil is spreading the spirit of fear. He is spreading the panic. He is spreading people to be panicked about everything in life and to have all kinds of ideals about what is going to happen. Folks, we are going to be fine because we are in Christ and Christ is in us. And He is going to take care of us, and He is going to meet our needs. Folks, I believe tonight that God already has the answer for all of this. And by the way, a great promise that we have in the Bible, that this too shall pass. Look, there's going to come a day we're going to look back upon this time, and we're going to say, you know what? God took care of us through that all. Look, I look back over my life, and I think you can too, and we've gone through seasons, valleys, times when we think we're never going to get through that. But guess what? God enabled us because He does not give the spirit of fear. He gives His power. Take your Bibles and go to Psalm chapter 56, if you would, please. Psalm chapter 56, and I want to show you something. You know, tonight as we think about men that have been used of God in a great way, we think about David. David was a man's man, no doubt about it. David was a man that was capable. He was able. But do you know something? That David had fear. We look in Psalm chapter 56, and I want you to notice what the Bible says as we come to this passage. Psalm 56, verse number 1. David says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. And then David says this, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. I mean, here's David, the man who has killed the giant Goliath, the man who has killed a lion and a bear with his own bare hands. And David, this mighty man, this man of faith, this man of trust and dependence upon God. But David said, my enemies, it seems that they're going to swallow me up. I'm going to be consumed by all of this. But David said, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee. Listen, you and I have no power in and of ourselves, but Christ indwells us in the form of the Holy Spirit. And He is the one who enables us to be victorious. In fact, the Bible says that we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Do you know what God has given us tonight? Power. That's that divine ability to do what we could never do in our own strength. God enables us. He has given us power. Power is an antidote of fear. Number two, we see love is an antidote of fear. Take your Bibles, go to 1 John chapter number 4. Now this is important for us to look at this passage. 1 John chapter number 4. Tonight, love is an antidote to fear. Now I know what you may think. You may think, well, Pastor, you know, this power, how do I get this power? No, it comes from the Lord. It's not something you work up. And love is not referring to our love to God. It is referring to God's love for you and me. I love 1 John, and we come to 1 John chapter number 4, and look what it says in verse number 18. The Bible says, and let's begin in verse, there's so much I could read here. This whole chapter is dealt with love, but let's begin, if you would please, in verse number 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect or complete, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Now, folks, tonight, years ago when I first read that passage, I remember saying to God, Lord, my love for you is not perfect. It is an incomplete love. But the love here is not my love for God. It is his love for me. Folks, tonight, God's love for you and me is a perfect love. I mean, there is no faults in the love that God has for you and me. His love never changes. Tonight, there is nothing that you could ever do to make God love you more or to make God love you less. What an unquenchable love tonight, an unending love. God's love for you and me. And here is the thought. Fear not, because you are loved by God. Tonight, we don't need to fear the future because God loves us. We don't need to fear the unseen because God loves us. Tonight, we don't need to fear what all is going on in our society. Why? Because God loves us tonight. And the Bible says that fear hath torment. Do you know what fear often is saying? God doesn't love me. Fear is often saying, God doesn't care about me, and I am just left here to myself. Well, there's a lot of fear in that. There's fear to think that God does not love me. But the truth of the matter tonight is that God loves you. He cares for you tonight. He is more concerned about your health. He is more concerned about what is going on in your life than you are concerned about what's going on. Our God loves us tonight. Fear not, because God loves you. You don't have to fear anything, because my God loves me and your God loves you. He loves us tonight. Listen, God's love is not as human love. Do you know that human love is not perfect? I mean, let's be honest. Have you ever, maybe you ever seen kids before, you know? I remember hearing the story about a little five-year-old kid. And she was definite sure that the boy in her class, she was going to marry him, all right? 5 years old, she was positive about it. But then the next day, the marriage was off because he colored on her paper, you know? And so it was all done and over, you know? Well, we laugh about that, but that's a little bit like human love, is it not? I mean, people that we cared for and loved, and then maybe they hurt us, and then our love is altered. But folks, tonight, God's love. Do you know something? You cannot keep God from loving you. You can't keep it. Now, tonight, you may not be complete in your understanding of God's love for you, but God loves you tonight with a perfect love. Fear not tonight. Because we are loved of God. And can I tell you, in the midst of trials, in the midst of what is going on in our society, tonight, God has not given us the spirit of fear. The devil wants to tell us, God's forsaken you. God's abandoned you. God doesn't care about you. But tonight, he has given us not only that spirit of power, but he has given us love. Why? Because he loves us tonight. You know something, this is what has
been so helpful in my own life. Tonight, this morning, as I talked about being in the shadow of the Almighty, we dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. We're in His presence. Do you know what happens when you get in the presence of God? Do you know when you're alone with God in His Word and in prayer? I'm going to tell you what will happen. You will sense the love of God. He'll speak to you words of love. He'll speak to you, I love you. I have a plan for you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to fail you. I'm watching you. My eyes are upon you. That's what God speaks to me when I read His Word. He deals with me. Yes, He convicts me. Yes, He challenges me and conviction is brought. But God comforts me. He speaks to me. Many times I've been reading in the morning, and God, through the Holy Spirit, as I'm reading His Word, has said, Aaron, I love you. Don't you know I died for you? Don't you know that I'm here to listen to you? Listen, that love, can I tell you what? It destroys fear. Because if God loves me, His eye is upon me, He cares for me, then listen, I have nothing to fear. Because He is going to take care of me. We lived on a dead-end street growing up on Rollins Lane in Powell, Tennessee. I'll never forget that dead-end street. And it used to flood out there all the time. And I loved it when it flooded because I'd get my inflatable boat and go it out in there, you know. I thought it was great. The fish came up, all that. It was perfect, you know. And but you know something, I remember at night sometimes the mail came late at our house. And sometimes we hadn't got the mail. And my dad would say to me, son, I want you to go run out and get the mail. And I'd say, it's dark out there, you know. And you know, those dogs are out there and there's all kinds of things out there. And you know what I'd say to my dad? I said, Dad, just stand on the front porch and watch me. And I remember, I can still remember this. I'd take a few steps, and that driveway was at least 2 miles long. You know what I'm saying, right? I mean, you know, now you go back and you're like, man, that was a short driveway. But it didn't seem that way to me as a kid. And I'd take a few steps, and I'd look back. And there was my dad standing there. Porch light was on. He was watching me. All right, everything's okay. So if my sisters come out here and kill me or something, my dad's seeing it, you know. And I'd take a few more steps. I look back. Dad's right there on the porch. I'd go get the mail, and as soon as I got the mail, I'd take off in a sprint, you know, running back to Dad because Dad is watching me. Let me say this to you. If my dad hadn't been on the front porch, I'm going to tell you something. Every creature known to mankind would have come out, you know. I mean, every wild, ferocious animal, I mean, buffaloes, wild animals would have come out. There's no doubt about it, you know. I mean, I know they would have come out. You know what I'm saying, but I knew that my dad was watching me. And folks, tonight, let me say this to you. We feel alone during a time like this, we can feel forsaken. I'm going to tell you what that does. That brings torment. If God has forsaken me, that brings torment to my life. And that's what the Bible says here. It says, there is no fear in love. Well, whose love? God's love for you and me. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Do you know that all of our life, we are working to understand the love of God for you and me? I think there was a time in my life when I just didn't think God really loved me. And I think if you were honest, many of you have dealt with the same thing. You thought that maybe God didn't care for you. Where did that come from? The spirit of fear from the devil. He accuses us. He puts those thoughts in our minds. He makes us doubt the goodness and the love of God for you and me. And the devil tells us, well, if God loved you, He wouldn't let this happen. He wouldn't let this happen. He wouldn't let this happen. And guess what happens? We become fearful because we're tormented that God maybe doesn't love us. Tonight, the love of God for you and me. His love is unchanging because He is unchanging. His love is uncaused. I did nothing to make God love me. Why? Because the Bible says in verse 19 of 1 John 4, we love Him because He first loved us. You know something? There was nothing I did to make God say, you know, I kind of like that guy there. But that's how we think, is it not? Someone treats us kindly and, well, I kind of like that person, you know? Someone does something kind and gracious for us. Well, I really like that person. Because that's how often we associate love. But God loves us because we did nothing to deserve His love. I've done nothing to earn His love or merit His love. I can't fathom His love. But can I tell you that love is the antidote to fear.
You know something? There is never a moment when His eyes are not on me, or His attention is distracted from me. No moment when His care falters for me. I'll tell you what the devil does to you and me. During a time like this, it's definitely a pandemic in our society. In many ways, it's a crisis. The devil will whisper thoughts that God's forsaken you and God's not going to take care of you. God's forgotten you. But folks, tonight, His love has never changed. Amen. His love is perfect. Listen, the love that God has for us in the future will never be greater or lesser than His love that He has for you and me right now. Amen. His love does not grow. Look, I'm thankful. My wife and I have been married now 22 years. You know, son, I'm so grateful of the love that we have. I remember the day that we got married on July 17th, 1998 in Stone Mountain, Georgia. I loved her with all my heart, but honestly, looking back, I would have to say, I didn't really understand what love really was. And I think all of us married couples would know that. But the love grows, does it not? But God's love never grows. His love never diminishes for you and me. And tonight, if we can think in our mind, hey, listen, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. And when we have thoughts that God does not love us, that does not come from Him because His love never changes. We have power tonight. Christ indwells us. We are in Christ and Christ is in us. He enables us to do what we could never do. That's why Philippians chapter 4 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. That's the power. He indwells us tonight. He enables us. And then He's given us love. He loves us. And there is no fear in love. Number three, He has given us a sound mind. A sound mind is the antidote to fear. Now, journey with me. Take your Bibles, go to Isaiah chapter number 26. Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26 and verse number 3 is my wife's life verse. And it's a wonderful verse because tonight a sound mind is a healthy mind. Do you know it's a mind that is under God's control? Now, I believe that fear begins in our minds. I really do. We begin to think, boy, this is bad. We begin to think, well, what if I get COVID-19? We begin to think, what about my job? We begin to think. We have thoughts, and that develops into fear. We fear this. We fear the losing our jobs. We fear all of those different things. But folks, tonight, God has not given you that spirit of fear. He's given you power. He's going to enable you. In the midst of whatever you deal with and whatever we have to deal with, God's power is for sure. And He indwells us tonight. But His love never changes. And may I encourage you with this? I encourage you to draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. You know what? When God draws nigh to you, and I'm going to tell you what He does. He assures you of His love for you. Look, if you stay distant from God and you run from Him, you're not going to understand the love of God for you. And during a time like this, let us draw nigh to God. Let us read His Word more. And by the way, you know what the Word of God does for us? The Word of God. In fact, the Bible says that in Romans chapter 10, it says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Do you know that grows our faith? And faith and fear cannot dwell together. They are not friends. Faith and fear cannot dwell in the same heart. And tonight, if we want faith, I want faith. But faith, we cannot be worked up. D.L. Moody said years ago, I knew that my faith was weak, and I tried to grow my faith. And I had less faith than I ever had. He said, but I got into the precious Word of God, and my faith began to grow. Because I'm going to tell you what you find in God's Word. You know what you find in the Word of God? You find pandemics everywhere. You find crisis everywhere. You find times of national turmoil. You find all kinds of things that are happening. And I'm going to tell you what you find. God never forsook those people. Amen. He never forsook them. And you know what? If God didn't forsake them, He's the same God as He was in the Bible as He is today. and He is not going to forsake you and me. He loves us. He cares for us. He enables us. But He gives us a sound mind. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because we're on live Facebook right now, all right? But have you ever not had a sound mind? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand because, you know, I think we'd all have to admit. Has there been times when you're not thinking right? Absolutely. We don't think right about maybe our Christian life. We don't think right about our marriage. We don't think right about God. We don't think right. We don't have a sound mind. Well, where does that come from? Isaiah chapter 26, and look what it says in verse number 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Look in verse 4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Now look back in verse number 3 once again. Thou wilt keep him. God will keep the child of God in perfect peace, complete peace, total rest, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Here's the ideal tonight. If I don't have a sound mind, it's because my mind is not stayed on God. It's not fixed on God. It's not stayed on Him. How many has ever heard maybe a song before? And it could be a tune. It could be a song off a commercial. But all day long, you thought about that tune. Would you raise your hand? Yeah. You're almost like, someone get this out of my mind. You know? And we have that happen, do we not? But I wonder, have you ever had a verse that you read in the morning that it stayed with you throughout the whole day? You know what that is? Your mind was stayed on God. Folks, the Word of God is the key for our mind to be stayed on God. You know what the Word of God does for us? It gives us a sound mind. It changes our thinking. It washes our mind. It regenerates our minds. The Bible says that we are not to be conformed to this world, but we are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen, the mind is the battleground. The mind is where the battle for fear or faith is won or lost. And tonight, if my mind is not in Scripture and the Word of God is in my heart and mind and I'm thinking about it and going over it, I will not have a sound mind. In fact, scientists tell us that what we read or look at right before we go to bed literally stays with us through the night. And I'm told this, but when we sleep, our mind is literally more active than it was when we were awake. Now, sometimes I've met some junior high kids, and I just wonder about that, you know? And I'm kind of doubtful about that. But it's true. Folks, I think it is so important that we are daily in the Word of God, and we are reading Scripture. We are getting it hid in our heart. I want to encourage you, as I preach this morning, read Psalm 91 every day. Let's read it every day. Let's memorize it and get it in our hearts. Then we can start quoting that. And when the devil puts thoughts, a spirit of fear in our heart and mind, and we begin to think, well, what's going to happen with this? And what's going to happen with this? We ought to quote Scripture, because that will give us a sound mind. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let's go to one last place, Isaiah chapter number 41. Isaiah chapter 41. Folks, by the way, don't base what you think about on your feelings. Feelings come and go, do they not? They do. But tonight we must base what we think about on facts, not on feelings. Tonight, maybe you think, well, I don't feel saved. But the fact is, if you know Christ as your Savior, you are saved. It doesn't matter what you feel. What matters is the truth of God's Word. Now, we're living in a time, I think that many of us would say, I'm just amazed at what is going on. I'm amazed at the fear, the pandemic, the attitude that people are having. They're just panicking everywhere. Now, look. Should we take precautions? I think we should. Should we pray? Absolutely. Should we seek the face of God? Yes.
Should we be courteous and kind and compassionate toward others? Yes. Is this a great opportunity for us to share the gospel? Yes. But at the same time, let us live as God's people with a sound mind. Where does that come from? The Word of God. Isaiah chapter number 41. I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse number 10. Isaiah 41 and verse number 10. The Bible says this, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." You know something? I would encourage you, if you don't have that verse memorized, to get that in your heart. And when you begin to fear this virus, and you fear the jobs, and you fear all of these different things, fear thou not. That's what God is saying to you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Why shouldn't I fear? Because God says, I'm with you. I'm standing right here. I'm going to help you. I'm not going to forsake you. And you know what? The Bible even tells us in the book of Matthew that God says, go out and look at the birds. Do you know that God encourages us to watch birds? He does. Because He says, behold the sparrows. Look at them. You know what? The sparrows, they don't worry about anything. You know why? God takes care of them. And the Bible says, are you not much better than those sparrows? Listen, He is going to meet our needs. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. The Lord is with you this week. He is with you in the car. He is with you at work. He is with you. You do not have to live in fear. Be not dismayed, for I am that God. I am thy God. The word dismayed has to do with just a place of utter despair. We're just hopeless. And some people are that way. God says, don't be dismayed. I am your God. He is my Father, and He is going to take care of all of us here today. He is going to meet our needs. He is not going to forsake us. He is our God. And then He says, I'm going to strengthen thee. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. But I'll tell you, I love that. I've gone to God many times and said, God, I need your help. And I believe the Lord would say, I'm here to help you, Aaron. And I believe God would say to us, I'm here to help you. I'm here. I'm present. I'm not some distant land. I'm here. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You know what? Sometimes it feels like we're sinking, does it not? Sinking in despair, sinking in hopelessness. But God says, I'm holding you up. I'm not going to let you fall. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Folks, that is our God tonight. And tonight, listen, the antidote to the spirit of fear, He says, I have given you power. Power, love, and of a sound mind. I want to read to you in closing tonight what a great preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, said many years ago. He said this, the very essence of anxious care is the imagining that we are wiser than God. And the thrusting ourselves into His place to do for Him that which He has undertaken to do for us. Anxiety often leads to a forsaking of God as our counselor and resorting instead to human wisdom. Anxiety makes us about God's loving kindness, and thus our love to Him grows cold. Do you know what? Tonight, fear will only rob you of joy. It'll rob you of peace. It'll paralyze you. It'll hinder you. And I believe with all my heart that God wants to use this time in our nation, to use this time in our families, to draw us close to Him. I believe that this can be a time of revival in our personal lives and a revival in America. I believe as we seek the face of God, listen, what did the Bible say? If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Tonight, God does not want any child of God to live in the spirit of fear. Tonight, let's understand and let's believe by faith and accept from Him power, love, and of a sound mind. Let's bow our heads in prayer.